I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, thousands of students and hundreds of teachers may be affected by cutbacks in Detroit's school budget. We'll find out more in just a few minutes. But first, we head to Las Vegas for another in our series of conversations about how cities and towns around the country are faring in these difficult economic times. Las Vegas is renowned around the world as a playground for adults. The city prides itself on world-class entertainment, lavish hotels, fine dining and shopping, and of course, gambling around the clock. But what happens when the tourist dollars dry up? We're going to ask Mayor Oscar Goodman. He's with us now. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Ms. Martin. How are you?
I'm great. Now, you were first elected in June 1999. Why did you want to be mayor?
Well, you know, as a criminal defense lawyer representing alleged mobsters for 35 years and said to my wife and four children while we were on a cruise in the Caribbean, wouldn't it be nice to do something a little different? And they said, what do you have in mind, Dad? I said, I think I'd like to run for mayor. So we took a vote and my wife abstained and the four kids voted 4-0 against me. And I said, why? They said, Dad, you got more baggage than the sky caps out at the airport. But I ran, I won, and I've been elected twice since then, and I enjoy every single day as the mayor of this great city.
So the Goodman household, not a democracy.
Well, let's put it this way. It's a democracy, but there's a benevolent dictator atop.
I see. So you've been doing this, as you mentioned, for quite a while now. When did you start to see the downturn affect your city? I mean, even after 9/11, it wasn't that bad of a drop-off.
Well, there was a drop-off temporarily, thank goodness. After that horrific event, our Convention and Visitors Authority really went to work with our advertising agency, and we figured out a campaign which was very, very attractive, a freedom campaign in the sense that folks would come to Las Vegas in order to leave their cares and woes away at their home, and then they'd come out here, have a good time. What happens here stays here, and then they would go back to the misery of their everyday life. And that had worked beautifully up until very, very recently when I was sitting down with a casino owner for a cup of coffee, I'd say about 6 months ago, and he said he was making a $250 million loan in order to make some improvements on the property. And he said, oh, well, excuse me a second. He got up from the table and came back about 5 minutes later, and his face was ashen, I mean absolutely white. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, the bank isn't loaning money, and it's at that time that without any notice, at least none that I was aware of, the market dried up virtually immediately. It wasn't a Las Vegas problem. It was a global problem. And we have been working our way through it to make sure that Las Vegas is the fastest city to come out of the recession. And all of our efforts are dedicated to that.
And I was going to ask you about that. What is driving the downturn in Las Vegas? Unemployment there now is at 10%. That's higher than the national average of 8.5%. And also the foreclosure rate is much higher. So what's driving that?
Well, as far as the foreclosures are concerned, those who bought their properties as part of the American dream as their primary home, they're still in those homes. It's just a matter of time until the market comes back. It's the speculators who are going for the ride with the city because we had 9 years of unbelievable growth, fastest growing city in the United States. They wanted to go on that ride with us. And when it came to the halt that it did, they're the ones who got hurt. And so,
but wait a minute. When you say speculators, who are you talking about? Are you talking about investors who are planning
to flip
the first
time around?
Or are you talking about people who got subprime mortgages intending to live in the homes for whatever reason?
No. I'm talking about folks who were looking to make a profit. There were a lot of locals who were able to get into these homes with nothing down, and these were folks who had ministerial jobs out on the strip, waitresses, housekeepers, and the like. They had 2 or 3 homes that they were renting out, and that was great as long as the tide was going in their direction. Once it switched, they were the ones to lose these homes. And then there was a whole group of folks from outside of the state who came here wanting to participate in our prosperity, and they would buy up a lot of the condos or put down payments on these condos. And when it looked like they weren't going to be able to get financing or would have to come up with more of a down payment, that's when they went south. So those are the folks I was referring to then.
So do you think that these kinds of homeowners should receive some form of bailout? You know, this is a big topic, whether some people feel that speculators shouldn't get or – And some people say, well, look, the effects are so profound, it doesn't really matter why we got into this situation.
Well,
what's your take on this?
Well, I believe that if anybody is trying to keep the American dream, if they've lost their job and this is their primary home and they run into hard times, that they're the ones who need the help. Those folks who were speculators, that's part of speculation. You take your chances, and for many, many years. They were winning that bet, and then they ran into a losing hand, and I don't know whether you bail those people out. I personally wouldn't be too anxious to do that.
You hear that tent cities are also springing up in Las Vegas, something we haven't seen
for many years. See,
that's not a bunch
of nonsense. There's one street, I don't call that a tent city, that some enablers, some good-minded folks thinking they're doing the right thing, we're helping out the homeless population. They just don't want to walk across the street and get the help that's being offered to them. And some kind folks, or I believe who are doing the wrong thing, are bringing them food or bringing them tents or bringing them blankets. And it just enables them to continue that lifestyle. Many of them are have mental problems. Many of them have issues that could be confronted if they went into a social service facility. But when these people make it easy for them to stay on the streets, as strange as that may sound, they choose that lifestyle. And that's detrimental to the community. And it's detrimental to those folks as well.
You don't think that's the economy driving this?
Well, to be quite frank with you, we had a homeless census taken just recently, and 67% of the folks who were on the street said that they were there as a result of a loss of a job. I don't know how accurate that is. That's anecdotal, but that's what they're telling us, and certainly that has a lot to do with it. But many of those folks have mental problems. People are suggesting to me that I set up tent cities. I'm not going to do that. That's like Lord of the Flies. I don't want to have colonies of homeless people preying upon one another. The best way to do it is to get me some laws. If they're challenged or they're unconstitutional, so be it.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about how the economic downturn is affecting Las Vegas. We're speaking with Mayor Oscar Goodman. Let's talk about the national, in fact, the global downturn on Las Vegas specifically. Las Vegas relies heavily on tourism dollars as a major source of income. And we remember earlier this year, when President Obama, talking about the economic stimulus package, made a passing comment about how he did not want to see federal bailout money being used to hang out in Vegas. Let me play a short clip. Here it is.
You can't get corporate jets. You can't go take a trip to Las Vegas or go down to the Super Bowl on the taxpayers' dime.
To put this kind of a stigmatization on Las Vegas, it's like him going to Florida and saying you can't buy oranges, or going up to Detroit and saying you can't buy cars.
I
was hotter than fish grease.
Did you ever get one?
No, I never did. I wrote a letter to him. I don't need an apology. I'm a bigger man than that. But what I need is I want him to say, which is the truth, that there's no better place than Las Vegas to have a business meeting or to do serious conventioning. That's the American way. And there's nothing wrong either, in my opinion, for a company to reward their hard workers by a trip to Las Vegas. But that's a separate issue. The main thing is to put this kind of a stigmatization on Las Vegas. It's like the old days where we were characterized as having too much excess and whatever the reputation of Vegas was.
But did you feel that the president's remarks actually caused an impact on business?
It certainly did not help us. I was told, and I do not attribute this to the president's remarks, that from, let's say, January 1st to March, the end of March, some 341 meetings had been canceled in Las Vegas. And at least one of those meetings, the company foolishly and stupidly and ridiculously paid a $600,000 liquidated damage to get out of their Las Vegas commitment, and then went up to San Francisco and spent more for hotels and more for food than they would have in Las Vegas just because of this, quote, public perception. That's nonsense.
But Las Vegas does have a reputation for opulence. But how do you reconcile
What's wrong with opulence? Isn't that the American way?
How do you reconcile that?
What do we want to be? We want to be impoverished?
How do you reconcile that in a time when many people feel that it is not appropriate to project a sort of an image of luxury and all that?
I'm not going to tell the hotels to put the black crepe on their exteriors. This is a place. It's a beautiful place. We have the greatest facilities for conventions. That's the way we make our living here. We have all the amenities necessary for serious, important business to be conducted here. And people should not change their way because there's some kind of perception that somehow people have a good time in Las Vegas. Don't stigmatize us for the wrong reason.
Well, I did want to ask what effect the downturn is having on the municipal budget. Have you had to institute any economies in city services?
We get money from the state through a consolidated tax, which is a sales tax and a real estate transfer tax, and that has been falling off for a little better than, I'd say, 14 months gradually, and we have had to make some serious decisions. We're very, and I'm not saying I'm a prudent guy, but the folks who are responsible for the financial decisions of the city have done the right thing. We're actually we're in too good of a shape, to be quite frank with you, because we're in the collective bargaining negotiations with our city employees and firefighters and the like, and we can't tell them that we're poor because we've managed our money properly here, and that will stand us in good stead. But there's no question that we've had to be very lean and not as generous as we have been in the past.
Is Las Vegas receiving any federal stimulus funds, and how are you planning to use them?
Well, we have stimulus funds. The only ones that look like they're designated for any particular use are transportation funds. Right now, we're going to have highway projects in Las Vegas, which will certainly benefit the community and put people to work. But it hasn't trickled in yet.
So what's next for you? You're in your third term. What's next for you?
What am I going to have? Go fishing.
That's it. You're done.
No.
No fourth term for you.
No fourth term. Just an extension of this one, maybe. A lot of folks are asking me to run for governor. Right now, I don't look at being a mayor as a sacrifice. I've had a great time every single day with my showgirls, and I never go any places, you know, without my showgirl. So the question is whether the immunity which my wife has given me as long as I'm the mayor will continue after I'm the mayor, and I don't think so.
Oscar Goodman is the mayor of Las Vegas. He was kind enough to join us from member station KNPR. Mayor Goodman, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks.